Today, we continue our tour of the galleries participating in the citywide celebration of women artists. The Heuser Gallery in the Bradley University Art Center is showing paintings by Chicago artist Eleanor Cohen, who was born in Normal, Illinois in 1916. Her paintings are strong, vigorous, and varied. She worked in an expressionist style of swift brush strokes and heavy impasto. Her paintings glow with jewel-like color, imagination, and energy, and they often reflect her life in the city. Bradley's other gallery is in the Hartman Center for the Performing Arts, which was constructed in 1908 as a gymnasium, housing a swimming pool, gyms, a basketball court, and a social hall. During the two world wars, it served as a barracks and training center. Then in 1978, it was converted into the theater building. For the celebration, the Hartman Gallery exhibits works by women artists from the Bradley Collection, including prints created by visiting artists at the university's Cradle Oak Press. Just off Sheridan Road, about a mile east of the Bradley campus, the studios on Sheridan are housed in a renovated 1930s-era warehouse. Today, the building holds artist studios, creative shops, and a gallery space. For the celebration exhibition, the gallery displays works by six resident women artists. Connie Andrews, one of the painters, exhibits an oil painting called Bringing Him to Life, which portrays Preston Jackson working on his sculpture of comedian actor Richard Pryor. Rebecca Derlin Doyle paints semi-abstract works with acrylics. She says they are statements in color and gesture and texture. At the Art Garage, artist Jessica Ball holds monthly art sessions. During the celebration, these workshops will focus on women in art, such as Georgia O'Keeffe. North on Sheridan Road near Nebraska Avenue, Gallery Romaine is home to fabric artists Trish Williams and painter Jonathan Romaine. For the celebration, Trish arranged for works by a collective of African-American women from Chicago to exhibit at the Romaine Gallery. The collective is called Sapphire and Crystals. Its members work in a variety of mediums, and they are among Chicago's finest women artists. Trish, a member of the collective, shows her recent fiber works in which she incorporates paint, paper, metals, and found objects. Next time on Hidden Treasures, we will visit two more galleries participating in the celebration of women artists.